Good morning, 8:55 here on the Mighty 690 as we cruise throughout a Monday, and we have not had the chance to use the cruise control yet because we've been going. It's been great to have all our guests back and the new year off and rolling, and in studio right now we have Dr. Craig Correll. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great this morning. How are you doing?
How's things over at the school district?
Things are going really well. We've had a great first week back to school last week after the break, so everybody's really hitting on all cylinders.
Oh, yeah. Now. Yeah, we had the students in here just a few minutes ago talking and sharing some results, swimming, wrestling. It's all happening.
It is all happening. It's a busy time for us.
Hey, and speaking of which, we do have a school board meeting tonight, 5 o'clock.
We do, 5 o'clock at 6:15 Ellis.
Yeah, so just looking to anything stick out to you on the agenda here? Just kind of pulled it up and looking at all our reports and everything that we have.
The main report would be our social-emotional update, and this is really an update on our strategic plan. This is one of the goals in our strategic plan, and so we'll have Alexis McMillan in to present on what that program looks like. And tonight we're really going to highlight a portion of that plan, which is our community health workers. And these are funded through a grant from KU Med, and we've had these in place for about a year now. And the community health workers, what their role is to work with students and families that may need resources or may need hooked up with some resources, you know, that are available for them. So they've been a real boon to our school district and working with our students and those families.
No, that's great. So that's what SEL stands for, social emotional.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Gotcha.
And what we focus on really are the essential life skills that students need within that social-emotional aspect. So just making sure that students understand the importance of school, the importance of being, you know, at school or work, you know, ready to go. We want to make sure that they're graduating with those skills to understand what they're going to need to be successful in life after graduation.
And is that something you have counselors who kind of work with the students as well on that? Is that available for them?
Yes. And all of the social-emotional employees really factor into that.
Okay.
So that'd be our school counselors, social workers, the community health workers that I mentioned, all really play a major role in that.
No, that's great. And then looks like we just got a big long list of all sorts of contracts and, you know, kind of the boilerplate stuff for the start of the year, right?
Yep. December and January are usually the months that we look at renewing those director and administrator positions for the following year.
Okay. Excellent. Well, Dr. Correll, I know we're heading on up to the top of the hour and appreciate you stopping by here. Anything else you'd like to share with us? I know we're only about a week into the year and everything, or the semester, if you will. But anything else you'd like to share with us this morning?
I will just mention that we don't have any school next Monday for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So just parents, just remember to put that on your calendar, that no school next Monday.
Okay. Well, short and sweet, but hey, that's all right. We know it's a busy day for you, and we appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to come here. But, of course, public is welcome to attend that meeting. It starts at 5 at the Education Center, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, good deal. Well, sir, appreciate it, and I look forward to having you on again real soon.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Dr. Craig Correll here on the Mighty 690. Thank you, Dr. Correll. And we will be back with Open Line, mere moments away, here on KGGF.